Last week was our spring clergy conference. All the priests from the Diocese of Bismarck were together for Tuesday through Thursday. And for our continuing education, we had Dr. Feingold. He's a professor at the seminary in St. Louis, where we send some of our new priests. And he taught us all about the Eucharist. And so it's fitting that we're in John 6 this week. Jesus' great teaching on the Eucharist, that he is the bread of life. And one thing that was really interesting that Dr. Feingold pointed out is that all of the Old Testament prefigurements of Jesus, so all of the things in the Old Testament that are fulfilled in Jesus Christ, right? So we think of Adam in the garden, is fulfilled in the new Adam, Jesus Christ, right? Who even appears to be the gardener to Mary Magdalene. The Old Testament prefigurement of the prophets, right, are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament images of the Lamb, right, the Lamb who's to be slain, like we heard in the first reading, fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The crossing of the Red Sea, right, leaving Egypt, a prefigurement of being baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All of the Old Testament fulfilled perfectly in the New Testament, the revelation of Jesus Christ. For those Christians who are not Catholic, for our brothers and sisters that are so sadly separated from us in the faith, the only prefigurement in the Old Testament that is not fulfilled in Jesus Christ is the manna in the desert. The manna in the desert that he talks about today, right? This manna, this bread from heaven that came to feed the people, the Jewish people, in the desert, in their 40 years wandering. Jesus is saying, that was just a sign of the true bread from heaven that I'm going to give you. The bread of eternal life, the Eucharist, that we store in the tabernacle right there and that we consecrate every single day. And so it's a good reminder for us to pray for all of our separated Protestant brothers and sisters. They have every reason to believe that the bread that would come down from heaven in the Old Testament would be fully fulfilled in Jesus Christ. But lest we become proud or arrogant, Jesus also reminds us, right, that we're only drawn to the Father, or we're only drawn to him by his Father. And so just like Philip and the eunuch in today's first reading, we need to continue to remain humble. We can't understand these mysteries on our own, right? Somebody needs to teach us. And Jesus leaves us his church to ensure that we are taught and that we continue to be drawn by the Father to Jesus Christ so that he can feed us with the true bread from heaven and he can bring us to eternal life.